Heavenly Visitor by Edwin Marion Whiting. It was in the year 1900 during the month of August that I was stricken with typhoid fever and pneumonia. I suffered a long serious illness, but was not at any time out of my head. I had become so weak and low that the doctor told my family I could not last more than a few hours longer. They called in the elders, who administered to me, and one of them, Chris Houts, offered a very wonderful prayer and then asked me to pray, which I did and was very humble. Chris remained there with us and he went into the adjoining room to rest. My wife and I were left alone. I saw my father pass through the room. It seemed that I couldn't speak, I was so surprised. Finally, I asked my wife, who was sitting on the edge of the bed, if she saw him, and she said no. Then she became frightened for fear the end was near. A few minutes later, while Mariah was still holding my hand, Father came back through the room. He just walked through and didn't say anything. Then I said, "Father just went through again. Didn't you see him?" Mariah said, "No, I didn't see him." Then a third time, which I think was about 1/2 hour after the first appearance, my father again entered the room. This time he stopped at the foot of the bed and spoke to me, and said, "Edwin, you had better go south and finish your mission." He was not dressed in white and looked just as he did when he was living. From that moment I knew that I would get well, and I began making plans to move to Arizona, which I did within a year.